let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Exactly what you've got. Maybe you feel you're no good sometimes. Maybe you feel tiny and small. Maybe you feel you're not as smart as the rest. Maybe you feel clumsier than them all. If I could sing you a pretty lullaby before you went to bed, if I could sing you a lullaby and put sweet dreams in your head, I would tell you that you're wonderful. I would tell you if I could sing you a sweet, sweet lullaby, I would tell you you're a friend of mine.
I just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing story from the Bible in Living Sound.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Jesus probably didn't mean anything special.
No, Caiaphas, you know better than that. The words of Jesus have always had a special meaning. Too deep, I'll admit, for most people to understand, even us.
You mean I'm not as wise as that unlettered, illiterate man from Nazareth?
Are you? Well, are you?
Well, of course.
And tell me, what did he mean in saying that the temple would be left desolate?
I doubt if what he means makes any difference.
Well, it could mean that soon the magnificent temple, the glory of our nation, will lie in ruins.
Inconceivable. The temple is indestructible.
Your indifference is merely put on. You're as worried as I am.
Well, what difference does it make? Soon we'll have him put to death.
What could he have meant?
Who and what?
Jesus. When he said the house would be left desolate.
Well, I thought he had reference to the temple, but thinking it over, how could he? After all, the temple is indestructible, with its pure white walls made of enormous marble blocks. Some of it, they say, even stood the siege of Nebuchadnezzar's army. Now, how those mighty walls could ever be overthrown is hard to comprehend.
I remember that the Master said, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Why do we not ask him his meaning?
Where is he?
On Mount of Olives, alone.
Do you, James, Andrew, do you want to go with Peter and me to see the Master?
Surely.
May we talk to thee, Master?
Sit down, my disciples.
The things that thou talked of, Master, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
In answering thee, I answer not only for thee, but also for those who should live in the last scenes of this earth's history.
Yes, Master.
We understand, Lord.
Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
But, Master, how can anyone be fooled? Thou art the Christ.
In the last days shall come many doing marvelous things, until they almost deceive the very elect. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet.
Well, rumors of wars are heard even now. Emperors are murdered. Men fight for supremacy.
Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows.
Oh, terrible things are ahead.
As the religious leaders see these things, they will declare them to be God's judgments upon the nations, for holding in bondage his chosen people. They will declare that these signs are the token of the advent of the Messiah. Be not deceived. They are the beginning of his judgment.
That sounds exactly like our religious leaders, always blaming someone else for what they do.
The people have glorified themselves. They have not repented and been converted that I should heal them. Many shall be offended and shall betray and hate one another.
Is it possible, Master, that fathers and mothers shall betray their children? Children betray their parents? Friend betray friend?
This shall be.
When shall these things be, Master?
When ye see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Flee ye to the mountains. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. After these things, the Son of Man shall come the second time in majesty and glory.
Oh, when shall thy second coming be, Lord?
No man knoweth the day nor hour, no, not even the angels in heaven. First, there shall be great tribulation. If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. As the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Are these things sure, Master?
As in the days of Noah, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood took them away. So also shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man.
But thy coming will be a surprise to many, my Lord.
Take ye heed, watch and pray. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. The false teachers look for the church to enjoy earthly prosperity and glory. They are saying peace and safety. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Everything we've got. Jesus said that's the great commandment. What's a commandment? Well, it's a rule for us to obey.
Matthew 22:37. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Hi, Grandma.
Well, hi, Mariam. Did you come to visit your old grandmother?
Oh, Grandma, you're not old. You're just very mature.
Sounds like something your daddy would say. So tell me, sweet granddaughter, why did you come to sit on my porch on this lovely spring evening?
Actually, I'm here to talk to you about what it's like to be you. My teacher at school wants us to find some interesting characters in our town and ask them about life.
Well, I'm flattered to be considered interesting.
Okay, question one. What was your greatest achievement in life?
That's easy. My son, your daddy, he grew up to be a fine man.
Dad? He's your greatest achievement?
Yep. And fruit salad. People really like my fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Okay. Question two. If you could live your life again, what would you do different?
That's a tough one. Probably some would say, I don't want to make the same mistakes. But it's our mistakes that teach us the most. So I wouldn't change that. And I'd spend more time praising and less time complaining.
What do you mean?
I'd spend more time thanking God for my blessings and less time complaining to him about my problems. Most of our problems are the result of our making bad choices. So why complain to God because we messed up?
Thanks, Grandma. You know what? You are an interesting person.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Promises to teach me.
Teach me your ways, O Lord. boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is A Man of His Word. Boys and girls who are true to their word walk in the footsteps of the Master. Jesus never said one thing and meant another, or made a promise except to keep it. Frank Stokes once knew an African boy who stumbled upon this truth when fewer years rested on him than the number of toes on his feet. One day, he came down from his village to the mission house. He was a grubby little boy, which was not surprising, for his parents were pagans and not very clean in their habits. He was very shy, too. As Frank came out of the dispensary, he was standing in front of the door of the house, saying not a word. For many days, the same thing happened, and Frank began to wonder why he came and what he wanted. At last, he began to speak. "Want school," he said. "Want school." On inquiry, Frank learned that his name was Kwaku. Frank discovered, too, that the teachers didn't regard him as a very bright prospect for school, and that his parents weren't interested either. However, his persistency won the day. Frank bought him school clothes and a slate and chalk, and away he went to school, his face beaming. He wasn't a very good student, but he was earnest and diligent, so Frank had patience and let him remain at school, sleeping in the dormitory. 3 years went by. By this time, Kwaku had grown into a really nice boy, always clean, with his school clothes washed and pressed, and he was beginning to learn his lessons. Toward the end of the third year, plans were set afoot for the school picnic. Books were to be finally laid aside, and the whole school would gather on the grounds for fun and games and plenty of good things to eat. Kwaku was looking forward to the picnic as eagerly as the rest of the pupils. The boy's parents were still not interested in his schooling, and Kwaku's father had been pressing to know on what day the school was to close so that the whole family could go off to the farm and do some work. Kwaku promised that he would be home to help as soon as lessons ended, for he was grateful that his parents had allowed him to stay at the school. Alas, poor Kwaku. He had forgotten that the school picnic was to be held on the day after school closed. What could he do? He had promised his father that he would come home to work as soon as his lessons were finished. For days he struggled with himself. Satan stood at his side, constantly saying, "Don't you miss the picnic! Don't you take any notice of your father!" Just before the end of the school year, the teacher taught the children in Bible class about obedience. Suddenly, Kwaku knew what he must do. He must show his parents that a Christian keeps a promise and is always obedient. True to his resolve, on the morning of the picnic, Kwaku rose up early and ran home to his father in time for an early walk to the farm. All day he worked hard and tried not to think of the wonderful things he was missing. When evening came and the students had returned home, Kwaku's teacher called at the boy's house. "Why didn't you come to the picnic?" he said. Kwaku hung his head, not knowing what to say in front of his parents. So the teacher asked his father. "Kwaku had promised to come to farm with me today," father answered. "But why didn't he explain that it was the school picnic day?" the teacher asked. "All the students love the picnic, and we expected Kwaku to be there." "Why didn't you tell me, Kwaku?" father asked. "I had promised you," Kwaku replied, "and my teacher has taught me that we must obey our parents. So I determined to keep my promise and go to the farm to work with you." Kwaku's heathen father was astonished. He said to the teacher, "If you can teach boys and girls to keep their promises, there must be something good about your Christian religion." Soon both father and mother were attending church, and it wasn't long before they were baptized and became members. What a happy day for Kwaku! All because a boy had become a man of his word.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
They'll become. let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.